Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Soccer fans all over the globe are getting ready tonight for the World Cup final between the French team, they're the favourites, and Croatia, they're the underdogs. And at the Croatian club in the Sydney suburb of Punchbowl, they've been working all day decorating the club with the very distinctive chequered flag. The crowds are gathering, and even as excited as they are, they'll need some stamina to be in good voice for the kickoff in Moscow in Luzhniki Stadium at 6 p.m. local time, which is, I say, about 1 o'clock Eastern time, 11 in Perth. Tony Kavar is the treasurer of the Zagreb soccer team in Hurstville, and he is one of those who tonight will be cheering on Croatia from the Punchbowl Croatian club. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Now, look, here's the thing. We've got to decide who we're going for, you see, Croatia or France. I'm very much inclined to go for Croatia. But give me a good give our audience of Australian listeners a great reason to go for Croatia.
Where can I start? I can start by saying Australia likes an underdog, a battler, and the Croatians have always been those battler type of people. And you can tell by my voice, I've lost my voice, but
you've been at the soccer all afternoon, haven't you?
I've been at the soccer all afternoon, but also I've been using my voice pretty loudly and proudly for the community.
You've convinced me. I'm with you, Tony. You're my soccer expert for the night. I'm with you. I'll be barracking for Croatia. Now, why are the colours red and white?
Okay, well, if you notice our emblem, it looks like a chessboard, and in fact, it is a chessboard, because back in the Dark Ages, back in the 9th century, we actually won a chess match, and to actually claim the land of where Croatia is now, we actually won, and to dedicate the victory, we actually used those colours, red and white, as the same colours as on the chessboard. So, yeah.
Wow. How could I get to my age without ever knowing that? That's amazing.
Well, that's part of the history of Croatia. So, and then you've got the if you look out at the emblem, we've got those little five little emblems that represent the five regions of Croatia. So, yeah. So it looks kind of fancy, but that's basically the history of our of the country.
Well, I think Australians will embrace Croatia tonight. That's what I reckon, for all the reasons that you've mentioned. Now, tell me about the importance of soccer in the Croatian culture. So your Sundays were all about just a couple of things when you were growing up, I gather.
Yes, they were. So now I'm 43, but back in my teens, so we're talking about 30 years ago, and for people older than me, it was Sunday morning church at 9 o'clock of the Croatian Catholic Church, wherever it is, in the capital cities. Mm-hmm. Then it was straight to the local Croatian club for a feed. And then at 3 o'clock, and for me in Sydney, it was going to the Sydney United grounds, or City Croatia as they were called back then, and watch a football match and support, our team. So basically, you'd be, mind you were nicely dressed, when you're at the church, you're in your best gear.
Yeah, Sunday best.
The Sunday best, and by 5 o'clock at that night, you have dirt all over you because you're playing on. As kids, you're running around on the field, and your mother would be pulling your hair out, saying, "What have you done to your clothes? Your Sunday best." Don't worry, Mum. You wash it. Well, next week will be all right. And that's how the community is. We're a very tight community, and very proud. Mm. That's probably the biggest thing. We're passionate and we're proud.
I love that.
And we're close knit.
Well, I do love that, and people will be familiar with, will remember the shots we've seen of the various Croatian clubs around Australia, packed with people. Now, you're going down to the Croatian club in Sydney tonight, Punchbowl.
Yes, Punchbowl, yep.
And I imagine it will be literally standing room only. You'll probably be standing on each other, won't you?
That's probably right. I'll probably have all three kids of mine on my shoulder, but my poor shoulders then, but that's okay. not only that, there's also other Croatian clubs in Sydney. There's one at Dinza Park called King Tomislav. That's going to be packed out. There's also one further out west at Ludlam. That's showing the game.
We're going right around Australia tonight, so you can just imagine all those Croatian clubs, wherever they are in the country, will be packed. And so you've talked about pride. Tell me about so the soccer team itself. Now, I was, you know, our kids played soccer, Tony, like yours do.
Yeah.
And I was the guy on the sideline who was always going, why did the ref do that? Why did the ref do that? I mean, I don't know a lot about soccer, I've got to admit it. So tell me, what am I supposed to look out for tonight?
I think what you look at tonight will be, it's a final, so you're not going to probably see the best game of football because both teams are gunning for the victory. So anything will do, you know. It might be a cheap, nasty goal that you probably see, but the way both teams play, they play with a bit of flair, but the Croatians play with more hard-working, building the passes up to actually go score a goal, whereas the French have got a bit more flair. There's a couple of guys here. There's one guy here called Kylian Mbappe, who's very fast. He's 19. He's, you know, basically a sprinter. You know, and if you give him the ball, he'll go and he'll take it and he'll try to score by himself.
Yeah.
I guess what you see is probably a lot of football that the normal punter will probably say that's not the way it usually is, because it's a final, you know, and finals, you know, people just want to win.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a lot of people there who are not used to the grinding sort of football that's played, because we're more used to watching AFL or rugby, I suppose. Tonight will be a little bit different to that.
Yep.
Tony Cavara is our guest here on Open House. He's actually the treasurer of a football club in Sydney, where both of his girls play. The football club takes its name from Zagreb. So you're the Zagreb football club, and you play in the Hurstville area, don't you?
Yeah, we play in the Hurstville area down south. So we're part of one of about 30 clubs that were formed by Croatian migrants all around Australia and New Zealand that play football, actually clubs that play football. And we have an annual tournament every year. This year we're going to the Gold Coast. So we'll be at the Gold Coast Knights home ground in the end of September, early October for our annual tournament, which is the 44th, I think it is, edition of the tournament. So... and you know, proud as punch of being part of this club, my club, there since, I've been back there since 1999. But,
that's a big commitment,
yeah,
Tony.
You played there as a kid
as well. Wow. Now tell me this. So a lot of young Croatian Australian players are growing up, and they'll form the backbone of Australian teams into the future, won't they?
Yes, they will. So, and they have previously as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even the current captain, Milan Jedinak, he's of Croatian descent. He's a Wellington, Croatia boy, played for Sydney United in the old NSL, went to Central Coast. But, you know, we also had Mark Viduka. We've also had Ante Čović, Zelko Kalac. We've had all those guys come through and... represent Australia, but of Croatian descent.
So it's a fantastic tradition. Yeah. How did it get to be that way?
Sorry, how do we get into
it? How did Croatians get to be so good at soccer?
I think because I guess it's something that it's ingrained in them, you know. In Croatia, you know, there's not that many sports you can play. There's no variety, not many variety. I mean, obviously, if you're on the coast, you'll probably tend to play water polo, or, you know, if you're really tall, play basketball, and which we're talented as well. But soccer is just a universal code that everyone plays, whether you're good, you're bad, you're fast or you're slow, like I am. Everyone just likes to join and kick the ball around.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can find a ball anywhere and kick it against the wall and have fun.
Yes, true.
That's probably the best thing about it, you know. And I guess, like, Australia, we've got variety. We've got AFL, we've got NRL, we've got rugby union, then we've got cricket in the summer. Whereas in Europe, and especially in Croatia, it's soccer all around, you know. It's, you know, you can play it in the snow, you know, kick the ball in the snow, you'd be fine.
It's true.
You know.
Now, look, with all of this passion, Tony, tell me this.
Yep.
I know, I don't want to... You know, I don't want to mention this, but just say, what if they actually don't win tonight?
I'm going to have to prove you wrong, Stephen.
Okay.
If they don't win, it doesn't matter. Because for us, a country of 4 million people, which what people don't understand is Sydney has got 5 million people.
That's it. The whole country is less than the population of Sydney.
Exactly. So... you got to think about that they've made the World Cup final. That means it gives, for us, it is a proud honour that, we've come second in the World Cup. Mm. That means for all the other countries in the world, they've got hope. They've got, would it have to be as big as France or England or Germany or Brazil or Argentina to make it all the way to the World Cup final? We could be as small as Croatia.
Well, that's fantastic. You've given us hope by getting there, and I hope that the prayers of Australia's soccer fans will carry over the line as well tonight. I'm throwing my weight behind. I'm sure it'll make a huge difference. I'm throwing my weight behind Croatia. Now, how do I sing
the
song?
Much,
sing the song for me, Tony.
Not with this voice at the moment. I can't sing this song.
All right. Well, give me what's the polite form of cheer that we could send up? One that's suitable for radio.
You can say "Aide Vatreni."
Say it again.
Aide Vatreni.
Aide Vatreni. Go the what ones?
Go the fiery ones.
Oh, Aide Vatreni.
Aide Vatreni. Yep.
Okay, well, Tony, good luck for tonight and Aide Vatreni.
Thank you very much, Stephen, and God bless you all.
God bless you, mate. Yeah, Tony Kavak, good on you. A community leader from Hurstville in Sydney's southern suburbs and the treasurer of his local soccer club and a proud Croatian soccer fan. The question is, will he have any voice left by the kickoff? Well, who knows? Probably won't matter. Like, as long as he can get his kids standing on his shoulders there and they can see the big screen in the Croatian club in Punch Bowl, everyone will be happy. What a nice man. I enjoyed meeting Tony Kavar. Thank you, Tony. And I've learned more about soccer than I've known before, and I've learned about the history of Croatia. Did you know about the checkerboard thing? I can't work out how I got into my 50s without knowing that.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.